Cascadia. You're listening to your community radio station, KBOO Portland, Oregon, 90.7 FM. Today is Wednesday, January 7th, 2009, and this is Air Cascadia, a whole half hour of headlines and commentary in less than 10 minutes. I'm Chris Andre.
And I'm Liam Delta.
We've got an interview with Peter Miller of Americans United for Palestinian Human Rights talking about Oregonians' response to the massacre in Gaza.
Venezuela has expelled the Israeli ambassador.
And Joe the plumber Wurzelbacher has changed careers and he's heading to Israel to be a war correspondent.
Portland area weather, cloudy everywhere, rain most of the day with highs in the 50s and windy in the gorge. Tonight, more rain, lows in the 40s.
We'll go first to regional news with an interview that I did earlier today with Peter Miller of Americans United for Palestinian Human Rights. And after that, we'll give you some news updates on actions that are planned in the coming days. My guest this morning is Peter Miller with Americans United for Palestinian Human Rights. Good morning, Peter. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Talk a little bit, if you would, about Oregonians and our particularly our elected representatives' response to the crisis in Gaza.
Yeah, since the crisis began, calls have been going, no doubt, to all of our congresspeople calling for a ceasefire from all over the state. We've had protests in different cities, a number of protests in Portland. But so far as I know, only Earl Blumenauer has issued a definitive call for a ceasefire, which he has posted on his website. And unfortunately, calls to Ron Wyden seem to be ineffective. I have begged them to come out with some kind of statement, and it hasn't happened. Jeff Merkley has been kind of hard to get a hold of because they're just setting up their office at, you know, for their new Senate seat. So it's been a little chaotic there. But, again, I haven't heard any definitive call for a ceasefire from them nor from any of the other representatives, which, of course, we find very disappointing.
How do you account for that?
How do I account for that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the support for Israel is sort of the default value for all of the politicians. They're either they believe what the Israel line, they believe that this military violence will solve the situation, or they're simply unwilling to take a position that they know will cause them a lot of trouble.
Do you want to just mention, there are a couple of more actions coming up this week. If you'd like to just mention those, please do.
Yeah. You can go to our website, auphr.org, for a calendar of all the latest events. And I recommend going there as things change, as the situation on the ground changes. But there's going to be a protest in Eugene on Friday, I think at 11 a.m., there's going to be a protest in front of the Multnomah County Democrats meeting that's happening Thursday, tomorrow, at the Hollywood Senior Center, and that's going to start about 6 p.m. To let the Democrats know that we want them to take some kind of action on this crisis, even grassroots Democrats, because after all, the Democratic Party, people in the Democratic Party are the ones who elect and help elect our representatives. And then there's going to be a big demonstration, 3 p.m. on Saturday at Pioneer Courthouse Square, downtown Portland, and a smaller demonstration, I think, you'd have to check the website, I think it's 11 a.m. at Northeast Broadway, sort of near the Lloyd Center.
Thank you so much. My guest has been Peter Miller with Americans United for Palestinian Human Rights. Thank you very much, Peter, and we'll see you at these various actions that are taking place.
Hey, thank you so much. Bye.
Just to recap, the on Thursday, at the Multnomah Democrat Central Committee meeting. You can show up and voice your opposition to the massacre in Gaza. Confront Oregon Democrats over the Democratic leadership's shameful support of the carnage against the people of Gaza. This one is at the Hollywood Senior Center. That's 1820 Northeast 40th Avenue. Easy to get to by all kinds of public transportation. And then, see, on Saturday, Pioneer Courthouse Square, Americans United for Palestinian Human Rights, is, and a number of other groups, Portland Peaceful Response Coalition, are also encouraging you to come out at 3 p.m. and voice your opposition to the carnage in Gaza. Liam?
45 Palestinian relief workers for Northwest aid organizations are hunkered down in Gaza. They can't receive food and supplies from outside to help desperate families. When possible, Mercy Corps workers distribute local stocks of blankets and plastic sheeting amid the fighting. But the Portland-based organization had to cancel a 4-ton food shipment planned Monday from Jerusalem because the border was closed.
Now back to a few local headlines. Speculation that Washington State Governor Chris Gregoire will be tapped as President-elect Barack Obama's new choice for Commerce Secretary is evaporating. After several news agencies published stories that hinted at that possibility, the latest word this morning is that Gregoire's mystery disappearance from her home state has been traced to the fact that she is in Iraq. Certainly a lot safer than being in Israel, in Gaza.
A third union is suing Governor Chris Gregoire because her proposed budget doesn't include money to pay for a new labor contract. The Service Employees International Union, Local 925, is the latest to sue Gregoire over unfunded contracts. Unions for state employees and state-paid home health care aides have also sued Gregoire over the same issue. Gregoire said the state can't afford to give pay raises to home care workers, teachers, and other state workers while facing a deficit of more than $5.5 billion.
More from Washington State. The state climate scientist Philip Moat will head an Oregon research institute focused on climate change. Moat had previously been Washington State climatologist. Now he'll lead the Oregon Climate Change Research Institute. The institute is at Oregon State University, but is shared by the statewide university system. Moat will be a professor at OSU's College of Oceanic and Atmospheric Sciences.
In Oregon, the clergy at one Ashland church are refusing to sign marriage licenses until same-sex couples can legally tie the knot. The Reverend Pam Shepherd and three retired clergy who attend the Congregational United Church of Christ will still perform weddings. Shepherd told the Ashland Daily Tidings she made the decision after realizing that by signing the licenses, she was inadvertently giving her approval to discrimination.
Strange but true. It turns out that Ron Wyden is way too busy to comment on Gaza, but not too occupied to reflect on Barack Obama's latest choice, his selection of Leon Panetta to head the CIA. That decision surprised those who expected him to pick an intelligence expert, but Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon says that the former congressman and Clinton White House chief of staff is an inspired choice. Wyden said the nation's intelligence community has been operating with questionable effectiveness and legality. He says the pick provides a chance to restore the CIA's accountability to Congress.
Medford police say a man set a no-smoking sign on fire after being told he couldn't light up inside a nightclub. William Gary Wall of Mill City has been charged with reckless burning and disorderly conduct.
After 12 days of airstrikes and ground fighting in Gaza, there have been at least a few moments of quiet talk of peace today. Israel ordered a three-hour pause in its offensive, three hours in its offensive to allow food and fuel into Gaza. Medics were able to retrieve bodies in areas that had been too dangerous to approach. But now Israeli forces are pressing on with their offensive. That ended at 4 p.m. Hamas reportedly also returned fire.
Israeli leaders will debate today whether to order their armed forces to storm into the Gaza Strip's urban centers, the planned culmination of an 11-day-old offensive. Israeli troops and tanks invaded the Hamas-ruled territory on Saturday, clashing with Palestinian guerrillas, but not advancing beyond the outskirts of Gaza City or other densely populated areas. Israel called the initial ground sweep the second stage of the operation. without saying what could follow.
I'm sure that they have plans for the future of the Gaza Strip. Raji Sorani, head of the Palestinian Center for Human Rights in Gaza, says that Israel has committed war crimes and should be prosecuted in an international court. Palestinian Authority delegate to Britain, Professor Manuel Hassassian, has said that the Palestinian Authority will, in fact, launch legal proceedings against Israeli leaders that it says are responsible for the war crimes in Gaza.
Another 22 Palestinians were killed this morning in bombing and shelling as Israel's Operation Cast Lead entered day 11. The dead included four people killed in the shelling of a children's playground near a mosque in the Sheikh Radwan neighborhood of Gaza City.
And Israel's neighbors are not too happy about the situation. Thousands of Egyptians have taken to the streets to protest the continuing Israeli aggression against Gaza and the participation of the Egyptian regime in the isolation of its population. Last Wednesday, the state responded with a major crackdown in which tens of thousands of protesters and journalists were assaulted and arrested.
Venezuela ordered the expulsion of the Israeli ambassador and some embassy staff yesterday to protest Israel's military offensive in Gaza. The decision by President Hugo Chavez to kick out the diplomats appeared to be the strongest reaction yet to the Gaza offensive by any country with ties to Israel.
And U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates estimates that the Pentagon will need about $70 billion more to pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan this year, on top of the other $70 billion already approved by Congress. Right, and this is the Congress that's going to be more accountable to the CIA and other governmental agencies.
A human rights group is asking Barack Obama to end immediately a ban on most American travel to Cuba. The nonpartisan Freedom House made the public recommendation today. At the same time, the group sharply criticized Cuba's human rights record and said Raul Castro had made only nominal reforms since succeeding his brother Fidel as Cuba's president last February.
Finally, Joe the plumber is putting down his wrenches and picking up a reporter's notebook. The Ohio man who became a household name that we were all thoroughly tired of during the presidential campaign says that he's heading to Israel as a war correspondent for the conservative website PJTV.com. Sam Wurzelbacher says that he'll spend 10 days covering the fighting. He tells WNWO-TV in Toledo that he wants to let Israel's average Joes share their story.
This has been Headlines and Commentary from Air Cascadia for Wednesday, January 7th, 2009. Today's editor is Chris Andre. Engineering is Paula Chernoff. The KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director is Kathleen Stevenson. I'm Liam Delta.
Hello, Chris Andre. You're listening to member-supported KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM. Your support and your support only keeps us subverting the dominant paradigm. Thank you so much, members.
Coming up next on KBOO, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. For the rest of the hour, it'll be a series of special live interviews from Gaza. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening and have a good day.